Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, patriots, and welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting from Spokane, Washington, on 96.5 FM and AM 630. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Monochromatic Monday, where the truth of God is black and white.
Black and white, absolutely.
Well, and in the continuation of our straight up humility month we're so thrilled to be doing. There's it's just fantastic to see the entire Christian community worldwide responding to this Pride Month. You know, in Italy, they are continuing a trend throughout Europe. Italians in Rome held a family pride parade to celebrate traditional family values.
Outstanding.
And then in Uganda, they actually had students from 14 different universities go and protest in front of where Biden was speaking to Parliament. And their statement that they were chanting was, "We don't want your gay money." your pro-gay money. And so and they wanted to keep their money, I mean their country, the way it has been, in traditional values.
That's right.
And they would rather not have the money than have it be gay money. And so
exactly, because there's going to be strings attached to that money.
Yep, right.
And it comes in the form of forced policies.
Yep.
And right now, look at Blinken. He said a couple months back, he uses every opportunity to push the LGBTQ agenda when he's meeting with other countries. And he was talking about Saudi Arabia at that time, of all countries.
Right.
And so it's no wonder that they're running to join Russia and China in these talks, because they see the U.S. dollar tanking.
Right.
Morally, they see a completely depraved country they want no part of.
Right. And they think that Americans are backing that. We're not.
No.
Oh, my gosh. I wish there was a better way to get the word out to the rest of the world that we Americans don't back that garbage at all.
No.
This is called a communist coup, and it's a globalist takeover.
Yeah.
And they are the ones that are trying to say that this is America now, and that is just not true.
Well, most people around the world know that, because they're experiencing the same thing in their own countries.
And right.
They're saying that's not what we want.
Right.
Exactly. So unfortunately, they have spent decades infiltrating all of our institutions.
Yes,
you know?
Right.
Now we have, right here in the American Redoubt, in the heart of Patriot territory, we got a young man who said, "Boys are boys, girls are girls." And it was three teachers, staff, who were offended, told him he couldn't walk across the stage during the graduation ceremony. This just all happened last week, and it turned out to be a big deal. They were seeing the sheriff warn them about some threats, so they're not going to have the graduation ceremony, right?
Oh, please.
Well, it turns out one of these teachers, these female teachers, is married to a lesbian sheriff.
Yeah.
And the sheriff's department, their public relations folks, said they had not received any threats, and they didn't pass anything along to the school. The school completely made that decision unilaterally.
Wow.
Well, a lot of students ended up walking out. And the people don't want it. They don't want it. It just goes right back to what you're saying. This does not represent the people in the communities and what they want.
Right. Well, and what's interesting, what's really sad, is that right in front of Independence Hall, right there in Philadelphia, it says, "Not a good look for Pennsylvania." The Pride Month campaign, the Philadelphia's official tourism marketing agency, has unveiled a new Pride Month video featuring drag queens reading a children's book to kids in front of Independence Hall, and these couple of drag queens were reading Giraffes Can't Dance, a book promoting self-acceptance to children in front of this Independence Hall. And,
wow.
And you know, it's not going to work out well for them. We're just going to point that out.
Right.
That no matter how hard they try to shove that down everybody's throat, as we're seeing, the American people don't like it. The people of the world don't like it.
Nope.
And what proves it is the free markets. And
yes.
all of this globalist homosexual pushing on all of these corporations, telling them that they have to go woke, from BlackRock and Vanguard and
right.
and all of these WEF agent corporations that think that they now own the world. Well, guess what? They don't. Because what we're seeing is the fact that every single company that follows this
That's right.
this line of instruction is going broke. You go woke, you go broke.
Yep.
And that is market driven. That is people's choice being expressed right then and there.
That's right.
That they can't stand this garbage and they don't want it shoved upon them.
Right. From Disney to Anheuser-Busch to right to Target, right down the line, they're losing
yep.
billions.
And so they can, however long these corporations want to act like that is okay, it's fine with the market, because you know what? We're going to tank them. We're going to tank
yes.
them. And everybody around the world agrees with that, because that's just how it goes. They globalists like to think that they can control everything, but they can't control the markets.
Well, that's reflected in the billions and billions of dollars that they're losing. And on top of this, lawsuits now from shareholders are coming forward.
Yep.
They are suing these corporations that are coming up with these lunatic policies. And they're saying, look, I have this retirement fund, and I'm invested in all these companies. Now, my employees' retirement is vanishing because
right.
of your decisions. So, yeah, they're now they are so tangled up in losses of billions. Now, lawsuits coming for many of them, and
I think it's funny because the Clintons, you know, the head of BlackRock, all of these WEF leaders that think that they just own everything and that they can
right.
that because now they're all linking these corporations together and locking arms together, saying, okay, well, now we own the world. Well, guess what? We're showing them that they don't. And you know what? They can make their billions and they can reach that kind of status, but the market can bring them down.
That's right. Now, there's another component that's more difficult to bring down, and that's the officials, the elected officials that are supporting this garbage.
Yep.
Right? You got the bureaucrats, which are untouchable because they're not elected.
Right.
But then what about the elected officials who go against what? In all these polls, you know, 70, 80, 90% of the people are opposed to this, I guess if you want to call it the umbrella of this woke ideology, right?
Right.
No
yeah.
matter what form it comes in, whether it's the climate cult or whether it's the sexualization of children or whatever, they're opposed to it. So, for example, right here from Newsmax, the New Mexico governor, Michelle Lujan Grisham, signed a law permitting minors access to sex change care and abortions without parental knowledge or consent.
Wow.
Now, Washington State pulled the same thing. California is pushing the same thing. Now, these are all policies pushed by elected officials.
Well, and the good thing here is that today I've got this clip that is just going to fly in the face of that as well.
Good.
Because they're not, you know, we don't care how big these stupid BlackRock Vanguard corporations are. We don't care how big they are. God is bigger, and God's not going to stand for this. And little by little, we're chipping away at them. They're not going to win. And this clip that I have here is going to be very exciting to you, because this is showing that these people that have won their elections through election fraud, thinking that they're untouchable, that they can act like criminals and do criminal things and get away with it, that's just not so. They might get away with it for a short time, but you're going to love these clips because these people are actually being brought to justice.
Good.
And so
I want to hear it.
So, and you know, that gets right. That leads us just so perfectly right into the word of the day, because the word of the day also contains our scripture verse for Straight Up Humility Month for today.
Excellent. Because
as you know that we're going to do each day for Straight Up Humility Month, we're going to be celebrating humility and heterosexuality, meaning, of course, straight up humility month.
Yes.
And the very opposite of pride, because that's what got Satan kicked straight out of heaven. And so we are going to side with God and say absolutely not to pride. And so the word of the day contains both. And what's striking about this is last week, you'll all remember that we got on to Daniel because the Lord sent me a dream where he said, I want you to go over Daniel. And
yes.
I mean, it seemed like a long dream. Like I was having this discussion with him for quite some time, and he was saying, I want you to, you know, talk about this. So we did. We spent the week last week covering Daniel chapter 7, 11, and 12. Well, lo and behold, we go into the weekend, we go into Sabbath, and so very first sermon that I pull up had nothing to do with Daniel in the title, but we pull up and guess what it's about? It ends up being a Jonathan Cahn video about Daniel chapter 9.
That was awesome.
We went, wow, whoops. Okay, so the Lord's saying that you guys missed 9. We have to go back and do 9. We can't skip 9. So we're doing 9.
That's right.
So the word of the day for Monochromatic Monday from the Lord comes to us from Daniel chapter 9, verses 4 through 19. And oh my gosh, like he said in the dream, he said, because I want you to go over Daniel because this is where you're at right now. This is where the world is at right now. And so lots to cover in Daniel. So apparently we didn't quite get it all.
Right.
So here it is, starting in verse 4. It says, and I prayed to the Lord my God and made confession and said, O Lord, great and awesome God who keeps his covenant and mercy with those who love him and with those who keep his commandments. We have sinned and committed iniquity. We have done wickedly and rebelled, even by departing from your precepts and your judgments. Neither have we heeded your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings and our princes, to our fathers and all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongs to you, but to us shame of face, as it is this day, to the men of Judah, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and all Israel, those near and those far off in all the countries to which you have driven them, because of the unfaithfulness which they have committed against you. O Lord, to us belongs shame of face, to our kings, our princes, our fathers, because we have sinned against you. To the Lord our God belong mercy and forgiveness. Though we have rebelled against him, we have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants the prophets. Yes, all Israel has transgressed your law and has departed so as not to obey your voice. Therefore, the curse and the oath written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, have been poured out on us because we have sinned against him, and he has confirmed his words, which he spoke against us and against our judges who judged us, by bringing upon us a great disaster. For under the whole heaven, such has never been done as what has been done to Jerusalem. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this disaster has come upon us. Yet we have not made our prayer before the Lord our God, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand your truth. Therefore, the Lord has kept the disaster in mind and brought it upon us. For the Lord our God is righteous in all the works which he does, though we have not obeyed his voice. And now, O Lord our God, who brought your people out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand and made yourself a name as it is this day, we have sinned, we have done wickedly. O Lord, according to all your righteousness, I pray, let your anger and your fury be turned away from your city Jerusalem, your holy mountain, because for our sins, for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and your people are a reproach to all those around us. Now, therefore, our God, hear the prayer of your servant and his supplications, and for the Lord's sake, cause your face to shine on your sanctuary, which is desolate. O my God, incline your ear and hear. Open your eyes and see our desolations and the city which is called by your name. For we do not present our supplications before you because of our righteous deeds, but because of your great mercies. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, listen and act. Do not delay for your own sake, my God, for your city and your people are called by your name. And that's it. And so what's so fantastic about that is exactly where we are. That is exactly where we are because like verse 16, again, it describes, O Lord, according to all your righteousness, I pray, let your anger and your fury be turned away from your city, Jerusalem, your holy mountain, because for our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and your people are a reproach to all those around us. And this is like, this almost makes us out to be a twin to Israel with this verse, because this exactly, we're like Jerusalem, like a modern day Jerusalem, in the fact that we are the shining beacon on the hill for the world. We have been the right bastion of freedom for every nationality out there who has wanted to escape their own tyrannical government of their own nation. They all seek to come here to the freedom here. This is where we stand as the light upon the hill.
Oh, and the gospel has gone out from America more than any other country. I mean, that's how it was founded, for the purposes of that. If you read the Mayflower Compact, the whole purpose for establishing this new land was for the advancement of the gospel.
Well, and now we are a reproach to all those around us,
because we have sinned and turned against God, against the very source of all of our blessing. Now, that's not to say we do not espouse to the replacement theology that the United States
not at all
is the new Israel or anything like that. That's absolutely false.
No,
Israel is distinctly different, and God has a special plan and a covenant with Israel and the people of Israel.
Right.
But you're right. It is like a
like a mirror,
like a reflection of Israel in so many ways.
Right.
And
we're the modern version, you know, where Israel is still the apple of his eye. His eye is there continually. We're never going to be the replacement ever.
Right.
We're just the branch. That's the vine. Israel is our vine.
Right.
You know, I mean, we are only grafted in, which is why we have anything to do with Israel at all, because Jesus grafted us in. Jesus is the vine. And so what's cool there is that, well, I mean, it's not cool at all that we are now, the United States is now a reproach to all those around us. And we are seeing God's judgment exactly like in Daniel 9, because of the huge falling away, and not because of the Christian patriots falling away, but because this communist coup takeover has closed the noose around this nation.
Yeah.
And but we're fighting back. But the verses that make this very humble and very much the verses for Straight Up Humility Month comes from verses, 4 all the way down through 10, where you would think Daniel would be doing, you know, like we're saying, we're not them, you know. Daniel should. I would expect Daniel to be saying, I'm not part of them. I didn't do those things. Those are not my sins. And yet he was so humble. This is our example for a person with humility to take after. I mean, here's our example for us all to follow, was that in verse 4, just right after, he says, God who... O Lord, great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant and mercy with those who love him and with those who keep his commandments, we have sinned and committed iniquity. We have done wickedly and rebelled, even by departing from your precepts and your judgments. Neither have we heeded your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings and our princes, to our fathers, and all the people of the land. And so he continually puts himself in this group of we.
And, though he is not himself guilty of those things.
Exactly.
But he, as an Israeli, he's like, we are country. And you and I often speak in those the same terms. You know, we have killed millions of babies. You know, we are turning away from God. We as a nation.
Right.
We as a people, and specifically our leadership. There were plenty of times when Israel paid the price for leadership decisions.
Right.
Covenants that that their leadership went into, or what have you. So here we are facing consequences for decisions that leaders made. And this was not even, the people were so horribly immoral, they voted in these globalist communists. No, they stole the election. We know it.
That's right.
And so this is clearly not on us per se, but it is still our nation that is in danger because of it.
And what the deal is here with Daniel is he is seeking to be a representative of the people and claim their sins as his own in attempt to intercede to the Lord, to intercede on their behalf.
Yeah.
That even though he knows they've done wickedly and they have behaved so atrociously toward the Lord, he still seeks to identify with them, that he can try to absolve them, you know, that he can try to intercede for them.
He's becoming an advocate for Israel.
Right, he's becoming an advocate for them because he doesn't want them to be destroyed. And so he, you know, this is a prayer of intercession on their behalf to the Lord so that the Lord doesn't destroy them all. And that takes a ton of humility.
Yeah.
Especially when that's kind of like, it is, it's exactly like us having to take the blame for all of this Pride Month nonsense.
Right.
Because it's happening within our borders, right? Well, the supposed borders that we have.
Right? Yeah.
Right. You know, but that is what we are called to do anyway. We are called as the representatives of the Lord to get on our face, to repent, repent and, you know, pray that his judgment will be turned away.
Yes.
That, you know, that we repent of all the sins of this nation, even though we did not specifically commit these sins. We are still of the same sin nature. We are of the same country. And so long as we try to intercede and pray and repent on behalf of the entire nation, I think that's what we're called to do.
And we're holding them accountable. We've got a good example of that right now, where just like the prophets who went to the king and said, you know, and held them accountable. You have done these things, and this is what the Lord says now. And now the hammer's coming down on us unless you change. And these are your options, or you're going into captivity. And so is the rest of the country. You know, there's a lot of, it's not even unscrupulous. It's corrupt and criminal activity. And this is the kind of stuff that's leading to the decay of our country. Adam Schiff was one. You've got a great audio file on this.
Oh, yes. This is a news clip from Fox News from the Florida representative, Anna Paulina Luna. And she just put Adam Schiff on blast and sent a direct message to him on Sunday primetime television. And she said, he is a criminal. What he did was wrong. Adam Schiff, you will be held accountable. And so listen now to this clip with Anna Paulina Luna.
But, you know, social media was really a problem. And up until recently with Twitter, we really were fighting with one hand behind our back. And I will speak to Adam Schiff. Maria, I have a privilege resolution that I'm bringing to the floor, and we are going to fine that man $16 million for using his position to lie to the American people and ultimately push something that not only destroyed our country, ripped us apart, but also, too, is responsible for almost, I believe, maybe even potentially permanently damaging foreign relations. He's a criminal. What he did was wrong. And Adam Schiff, you will be held accountable.
Wow. Well, look, we watched it and lived it all while he was going out there as the chairman of the Intelligence Committee telling us that there was collusion in plain sight. He had to know better. He was the chairman of the committee.
Absolutely. He said that he saw the, and I quote, smoking gun, and yet he was privileged to information that not even I or many of my colleagues would be able to see. He used that position. He absolutely aided and abetted a corrupt FBI into investigating a sitting president. And yep. I would even say, Maria, you know, some people would say that in doing what he did, not only did he bring dishonor to the House of Representatives, but he really destroyed, I think, the sense of camaraderie that we had in this country in pushing an egregious lie that cost the American taxpayers over $32 million.
It did rip the country apart. That's true.
Yeah, so it's good that we have people that are in the position to take action, and they're doing it.
And they're doing it. And that's it. That is an answer to prayer as well, because I've been praying to the Lord that the truth be revealed, and that once it's revealed, that there's actually they follow through with criminal prosecution.
Yeah, they're talking about fining him millions of dollars. You know, these guys, in all of their corruption, they make millions and millions of dollars in all these little, you know, behind the back deals.
Right.
That should be the just one component of it.
Right,
and that shouldn't
exactly.
be a civil fine. It should be a criminal
charge.
Just like, yep. Right. I mean, prison time, loss of any position in our government, the loss of your security clearance immediately.
Absolutely.
And then the criminal proceedings begin. The evidence is just, well, it's so overwhelming that, you know, it cannot be ignored.
Right. Well, and he's not the only one. There's lots of them going down. And Kevin McCarthy said that he's about ready to file contempt charges against Christopher Wray of the FBI as well. So it's coming down. Keep praying in that direction, everyone, that we see not just the truth be revealed, but that we see criminal convictions and justice brought as well.
And swiftly, because, boy, if I don't even know if we can make it to the elections in 2024, the way things are deteriorating.
That's right.
You know, so quickly. So
that's for
pray
sure.
for the Republic.
Yep.
All right, guys. Well, you have a blessed day out there and be safe. No break today. We just marathoned right on through.
That's
you have
right.
a awesome. Hope you're enjoying your straight up
humility month.
There you go. All right. Be here tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
That's right. You all have a marvelous monochromatic Monday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.